Good morning, 737, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. The weather for the next forever is 91 and dry. There you go. You've got... it could change, but that's what we're kind of looking at for a week or so, something like that. Maybe a little bit more moisture on the weekend. We'll see. We've got Chief Chip Simmons. He is the Chief Deputy at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office with us on the line. Chief, 2 weeks since we talked to you. Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Hey, I am doing great. As always, I kind of keep an eye on the news while I'm away, and we had some unusual sort of stories happen while I was gone. I think the one that caught my attention the most was the axe at the Grocery Advantage with the mask request. Can you do this? Is a weird what happened?
Well, based on what we were told, gentleman goes into the Grocery Advantage, an employee of Grocery Advantage asked a guy named Michael Bevins and a woman who was with him that he told them that they asked to wear a mask to come inside the store because that was their business model, their rules. And they became belligerent and started yelling, according to them, yelling racial slurs. Then he repositioned his hand on an axe and threatened making the employees at least feel threatened. We responded and placed him under arrest for aggravated assault.
Okay, now I know you may not know the answer, but the part about this, and I guess his pregnant girlfriend or something was with him, and there was a subsequent altercation as well with another employee. But the part I didn't understand from the story is how did he have an axe in the first place inside a Grocery Advantage?
Yeah, I don't have all that information either. All I'm going by was the report that I was given. Is that he was in proximity to the axe handle, and then he repositioned it in a threatening manner toward the employee, and that's when we got there.
Okay, all right, because, I mean, you know, I sometimes shop the Grocery Advantage, and you got the discount produce, and you got the bread, and you got the meat. I never saw an axe section, so that part was a little bit unclear to me, but okay. More recently, there was a story, you guys, actually up on your Facebook page, we've shared it on ours as well. You are looking for three suspects related to a home invasion in the county, right?
That's correct. We're looking for three, what we'll describe as heavily armed and extremely dangerous suspects for a home invasion on the 6200 block of West Fairfield Road. They were, again, as I said, heavily armed. No one was injured during the home invasion. We did have some surveillance pictures of them, and we posted those on our site. They're actually pretty decent pictures. We feel like someone would identify them, and obviously if you can identify them, don't attempt to stop them or apprehend them yourself. Please give us a call because, as I said a second ago, while there's not pictures of the weapons in our photographs, I can tell you that they were heavily armed and that they are believed to be armed and dangerous.
So when I looked at those photos, these look to be – this is a daytime, but that's – I mean, Fairfield is a very busy street. It's like right across from – there's the Grace Assembly there. There's the Lock and Gun store. The Uber's there. I mean, the quick food, the apartment. I mean, that's just – am I wrong? Was it a daytime thing?
Yeah, no, it's as you said, you can see the video surveillance that it was during it was a daytime hour thing. And again, during the investigation, we determined that it appears, due to a drug situation that was that had taken place or was taking place. And then that's where the home invasion took place.
So, all right. Well, and again, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say the sheriff has many times and you've said many times that, you know, it is always important to remember that if you're not involved in crime or drugs, your chances of becoming a victim are very much diminished. And, you know, home invasion on the one hand is very concerning, but home invasion where, you know, people are robbing other drug dealers, you've talked about this many times, that's a very different kind of thing, even though both are illegal. It's just it's categorically a different kind of thing.
Well, I think a lot of times when we investigate any crime, we look for the motive, you know, because it helps you to determine who might have committed the crime if you know why it happened. In cases that we believe are drug related, then obviously we take that route. We believe that there is a knowledge or a connection somewhere of the suspects to the victims, or at least they must have had knowledge that there was drugs or money in the home. So, again, it does take a very different track. I'm not saying that we don't investigate it thoroughly. We do investigate it thoroughly. You still can't go inside and invade someone's home certainly not armed to the teeth like these people were. So we continue to investigate. We make arrests many times, and people go to prison for a long time for drug-related crimes. It's certainly no excuse to commit a crime, but as you said, it is something that we evaluate and something we take into account.
Yeah, most definitely. Anything else happened in the last day or two that we don't already know about, maybe?
Well, we had a splashdown off the coast in Pensacola down there. We did have some people reporting that they saw the sheriff's vessel out there and kind of wondering about the perimeter and what we were doing. We were not even close enough to the splashdown. We were assisting Coast Guard. We had one boat out there, but we were assigned to the outer perimeter area, and our task was to help escort the big ship back to MAS. That was our role in the situation.
That's cool. You guys were kind of a side vessel for Go Navigator coming back. That's interesting. Okay, so you're going to have to forgive me. I didn't even realize the Escambia County Sheriff's Office owned boats.
We have several boats. We have we probably have four boats. We have like a river boat. We have a regular sized boat. We have a couple of wave runners. Yeah, we do. As you can imagine, we have Pensacola Beach and mm-hmm. A lot of areas that are waterways.
Who's in charge of those boats on the weekend, Chief?
It's not me. Don't worry, I'm not out there. There are no fishing poles, no rods, no reels, no skis, nothing like that. But we do have a dive team, and we have a water SWAT team as well. So we have some capabilities on the water. A lot of times we assist with Blue Angels, air shows, and 4th of July we assist the Coast Guard, and we assist Florida Marine Patrol or Fish and Wildlife.
That makes perfect sense. Like I said, I mean, it's not surprising. It just kind of, I didn't know it, so it's interesting to hear. I heard there was some kind of a break. There was a break-in at a church or something like that?
Yeah, we charged a guy with breaking into a church, stealing your computer. We arrested a guy named Jeffrey Sheriff, ironically. His last name is Sheriff. He's 39. We charged him with burglary and larceny. He also damaged some property in there. It took place on Saturday. He broke a lock on the Global Church on Palafox Street in Pensacola, stole a computer, and whenever we got a hold of him, he told us that he bought the computer from someone he met in the alley behind the church. But we didn't buy that. We ended up arresting him and charging him, putting him in jail with a $15,000 bond.
So the guy burglarizes the church and steals a computer, and his alibi is, no, it's good. I bought it in an alley. Is that right?
Yeah, I bought it behind the church. That's why I'm here. But sometimes we appreciate criminals that don't quite have great alibis.
Not as creative as maybe
some. Make
them
easier for us.
Right, exactly. Well, all right, Chief, very good. As always, thank you so much for the time. Thanks for doing what you do. We appreciate it. And it's fascinating to have you, to find out you guys escorted Go Navigator. Obviously we didn't know that, so thanks for giving us that piece of information. Chip Simmons, Chief Deputy for the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Thanks for the time, sir.
You bet. Take care.